Michael?
Did Terry tell you he was having to drive down to his old office tonight? And I guess it was actually your office too. He's convinced he left some papers down there he needs for something like his taxes, I think. Stuff like that goes in one ear and out the other with me. I just heard he needed some papers down there. I was just letting you know in case you were maybe going to get up and go down to his office looking for him. So, you're all settled for the night? Okay, have everything you need, I hope. You don't need another pillow or blanket. If you think of anything, this is my phone number. You can call me on. I'm sorry you two are fighting. Yeah, she's one of my best friends, but I know how she can be. How long have you two been fighting? Really? So you haven't lived with her for over a month? She hasn't told me anything about it. Wow, a month apart. I bet you have gotten rather lonely. You don't mean that it's over? Well, it won't take you long to find someone else. I just mean, come on, it won't take you that long to find somebody. I mean, you're pretty damn hot. I'm sorry, I guess. I mean, that would be a bad thing, wouldn't it? I mean, since you're Terry's best friend and everything, I was just saying, why did you ask that? Sounds like maybe you would hit on me. I know, that would be wrong. I guess in a way it would be wrong. Well, I mean, if we actually did something that was wrong. I mean, physically, if we did something. But there's things people can do that aren't physical, but more mental, I guess that's the word. Well, I don't even know if you find me attractive anyway. Okay, well, maybe I did know you find me attractive. Well, it's not hard to tell. Out by the pool today, you were staring holes through me. No, I actually kind of liked it. That's sort of why I came back inside. Things changed into my really tiny bikini, so you could see pretty much all of me. Oh, the mental thing I was talking about. I may blush a little, but I heard Kathy liked to talk or used to talk naughty on the phone. No, Terry didn't tell me. Your little girlfriend told me, Mike. She told me that you were really good at it. You're always so sweet. It's hard to believe that you have a really dirty mind. Am I making you uncomfortable? I guess I need to say this first. I mean, you never tell Terry that I'm talking like this to you, would you? Come on. You could keep a little secret, couldn't you? Well, if you don't know, then I guess I need to hang up. I wasn't really trying to convince you to do anything. I was maybe willing to let you talk me into it. That's what Terry says a lot of times. I mean, he probably wouldn't even get mad at me doing this. Come on, I am sure he's told you some of the little games we play sometimes. Well, let's just say talking naughty with a friend of his on the phone might be one of the small things we've ever done. Oh, I will tell you more about all that later. I'm just laying here in bed, snug under the covers, and enjoying teasing you a little bit. Are you under the covers too? Do you have on pajamas? No. Oh my goodness. Boxer briefs only, huh? I don't know. Why don't you guess how I sleep? Silly, I just have on a pair of little black panties. No bra. Yeah, I wore a t-shirt, but I took it off after we talked a few minutes. You sound like you're really nervous. You're not gonna say anything, are you? I bet he saw you looking at me the way you were looking at me. Are you okay? Oh, these are probably a little bit smaller than my bikini today. Yes, it's possible to be smaller, trust me. So, are your boxer briefs really tight? Just saying, because I mean that bathing suit was really tight today. Did you wear that just for me? I think you did. I think you wanted me to see how big something was, and I already knew. Your little girlfriend told me that you had a really big cock, and after today, I know she wasn't lying. It's not making you uncomfortable now for me to talk like that. I don't know, I just thought we would talk to each other because he's gonna be gone several hours. And I knew from the way you were looking at me today that you were probably in your room thinking about me. I was thinking about how good you look today. Yeah, you just heard a deep breath, and I think I heard one come from your end of the phone, too. So, can I ask you something? Is your cock really hard? Did I shock you? Whatever, I think you liked it. Yeah, you can ask me something. My pussy is a little wet, I'm sure. Because I'm laying here in bed playing with it a little bit. Probably 10 minutes. You couldn't tell. I'm just rubbing up and down my pussy lips through my panties. Well, you need to tell me those things. I like thinking about you laying in the guest room right beside me, touching your cock. That's so hot, thinking about a man playing with his cock. I am a naughty girl. When I put the extra blanket in there today, I put something else in there for you. Look over on the right side of the bed at the nightstand. You should see a small bottle. Can you see what it is? It's dark in there, and I have to tell you. Yeah, it's a bottle of lube. Or do I need to say it's a bottle of lubricant? I was just thinking if maybe you wanted to take those boxer briefs off. And I don't know, maybe kick them on the floor. I was thinking maybe you would enjoy squirting a lot of that lubricant all over your cock. Well, if you did that, I would probably let you tell me all kind of dirty thoughts. What do I have to do first? I kicked those off on the floor 10 minutes ago. They were really, really wet. I'm getting the sheets on this bed wet too, so. It's okay, because I'm laying on his side of the bed. No, of course. I'm not gonna tell him what I was doing. I mean, if he asked, I might tell him I played with my pussy, but I had to. Oh, you did put lube on your cock. Are you stroking it? Okay, put the phone down there a few seconds. You do have a big cock because it took a long time to stroke from top to bottom. How big is it? 10 inches, you swear. Is it really thick? Because it looked really, really thick in that bathing suit. I would be really sad if I lost a cock like that. I've never really lost a guy until I was ready to lose him. I guess I'm either lucky or maybe I guess I could be just that good. Which one do you think it would be? Why would you guess that I'm just that good? I mean, I know I'm a good fuck. Wait a minute. Actually, I'm a great fuck. Because I have the most important quality that makes you great. And that's the love of it. I love to fuck. You know when a man just takes control, and I'll let you know by the way I act that I want it. Yes, that means as hard as he wants, also. Guess I'm pretty good on top because seems that once I ride a guy, seems like that's the way he wants me most of the time after that. Well, that and doggy style, and probably for the same reason. Well, I mean, I know I've got a cute bubble butt, and I've been told it really feels good when I ride a guy, especially when I start grinding on him. I know when Terry does me doggy style, he's always saying how he's looking at the eighth wonder of the world. And Sean says the same. It's just this guy from New York that comes to visit us. He hasn't told you why he comes to visit. Terry's never told you that he's a voyeur. You know, he likes watching women he's with be with other people, so that's who Sean is. A guy from New York, I know that has a really big cock, and he comes down maybe once a month, and well, you know. Michael. He fucks me pretty much all weekend in front of Terry. I know, shocking, huh? Told you I was a naughty little girl. I would have thought
your girlfriend.
he would have told you about that. Well, I mean, she knew because I told her. She thought it was really, really hot. Mike, slow your breathing down. Sounds like you're fixing to come, and I don't want you to yet. Now listen to you. The man that was so shy is now trying to talk to me. We can't do that. What about your best friend? You wouldn't be able to face him tomorrow, would you? As turned on as I am, if you keep asking me that. Michael, you're gonna get us in trouble. I mean, I keep thinking about that big hard cock right next door to me, and it's all I can do not to come over there. Right now, oh God, I just want you stroking your cock thinking about me doing it. You know, I could probably come next door and give you a hand job. I mean, you could play with my pussy with your fingers, I guess, if you promise not to go any further. And maybe don't push your finger inside of me. No, I'm not shy, so cut your lamp on. I think I just heard you cut it on. Okay, give me a couple of minutes to make my hair real pretty and maybe get this pussy juice off my fingers. I taste really sweet, actually. No, just let me run a brush through my hair about. Okay, I'll see you in a couple minutes. I'm knocking to see if maybe you might want to tell me to come on in. Hey, Michael. That's sort of the way you were looking at me by the pool. I hope it's okay, because I knew that what we were gonna be doing, so I didn't bother putting my panties back on. turn around like this. You're looking at my butt really close, aren't you? So you want me to crawl in bed with you? Hey there. I didn't think we would be here when you were laying by the pool, did you? So, I'm thinking maybe you need to pull the covers down and let me see something. Exactly. You've seen all my goodies, so let me see. Whoa, that's bigger than 10 inches. No, you measure it from right here all the way up to here. What's it feel like having your best friend's girlfriend hand wrapped around your cock? That's okay, I'll just use spit. Guys seem to like that. Maybe that's enough. Does that feel really good? Whoa, what are you trying to do? Okay, I did say you could play with me, didn't I? Yes, I like that. Oh my god, you really know how to do that? It's so damn big. Oh my god. Oh my god, I didn't say you could start kissing my neck like that. We shouldn't do any more than this, probably. You have your hands all over my ass now. Hey, Michael. Oh god, yes, Michael. Yes, that feels good. He's in and out. Take me, Michael, now. Oh my god, I know you want me to do that. You really want me to do that, don't you? You want me to take your cock in my mouth, right? You are his best friend, so I'm not sure he would approve. Oh no, don't stop. Oh, you're gonna make me do this. I cannot believe you did that. Yes, it feels good. Don't stop. Yes, you can come in my mouth. I want you to come in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Thought I was gonna choke trying to swallow all that. Oh, you like that, didn't you? I guess I didn't tell you that I can suck cock really good also. Because you're gonna make me come. No, 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 don't do that. Oh, we said we can't do this. I can't pull away because you're too strong. And you're hard again. Oh, you're so wrong. Stop. Yes. Does that pussy feel good wrapped around that big cock? Oh my god. You're fucking me so good. You're gonna make me come all over that cock. Oh my god, yes. Just like that. Michael, yes. Yes. What are you doing? Yes, like that. Yes. I love it when you do me doggy style. Yes, you love the fact you're doing his girlfriend, don't you? Oh, please. Oh my god. I thought you were gonna come inside. Oh my god, you're coming all over my ass. Yes, Michael. Don't stop. Harder. Hard as you can. I'm gonna come. Now. Baby, wow. Baby, no, don't you dare let me go yet. No, don't slide out. I just bury my face in the covers and say, fuck yes. Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fuck yeah. Oh my god, I don't want them to hear. Oh my god. Yes. Oh fuck. Don't stop. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh yes. Oh yeah, I'm coming. Oh, I told you I gotta have multiples. Oh my god.
Oh, my pussy's coming. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Fuck yes. Oh my God. Oh my God, be quiet. I have to answer this. Hello? Yeah, you woke me up. I guess he went to sleep. I haven't talked to him since he went upstairs tonight when you were down there with me. When are you coming home? Really? Not till morning, huh? Will you call me before you come home so I can be sure to be awake? You know, I want to fool around with you. Okay, I'll talk to you in a few hours. So he's gonna be a while. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean we can. I guess it doesn't matter now. But first, go get a wet towel out of the bathroom and please clean all that off my back. And don't take too long. I want that hard cock back inside me. Just remember, this is all your fault. You're the strong one, and I couldn't fight you off. Yes, you can go down on me. Oh my God, what have we started? Good night, Michael.